Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night. Even though that's true about Hollywood, you know, there was an incident in Hollywood, you know, but I'm trying, you know, where I was judged by my image. But for the most part, that hasn't been the case. It was just finding the right person for my songs. And, you know, but I got a lot farther than when I started, and dreams can still happen. So I'm grateful to be a BMI songwriter. I became a BMI songwriter when I came out to LA. It wasn't my first instinct, it was to be a performer, but being a BMI songwriter when I first came out to LA, 2 years after a struggle, that was nice, and I'm grateful to be in the professional industry. I'm going to, you know, I mentioned, I've done a lot of podcasts about going for dreams, and I think I made my point, you know, going for dreams is believing yourself, it will happen. So you come to Hollywood, it will happen. Perhaps I'll mention it once in a while, but I want to change my podcast to going to other things. So I made my point about inspiration, about making it in Hollywood. I talk about it all the time. It's a positive thing to talk about, but I want to talk about other things for now. But I may mention it once in a while. One reason is to shift the focus to actually talk about songs, how my songwriting, like in the next podcast, I'll be talking about some of my songwriting or songwriters I dealt with expressing myself through getting rid of negativity. And then the other part of my songwriting is writing from positive inspiration. I've heard people say my dreams are over. I didn't do enough performing. They said they talked to people in the industry. Well, all I can say is I don't give a damn. You know, it's really about dream killing. You know, that's why I bring it up. That's the reason why I bring up going for inspiration and dreams. But I don't want to talk about it too much anymore because I made my point. But when I hear negativity, when I hear someone say it's over, I'm going to be forgotten, or they talk to people in the industry or making up stories, or even if somebody in the industry dissed me, and perhaps there were, I'm unfazed by it. The music, opinions about music is not the determining factor in making it in music. It's just finding the right person, because there's so many opinions in music, good and bad. So if someone don't like me, someone else could. I'm going to bring up an interesting note I just read about Lou Diamond Phillips, which a famous person, he actually made it, you know. Made it acting, then went to music, but when he started off in music, and Tom's a Taunt said he didn't have the skills as a musician, but he was a star. So he made it in acting, but he did make it in music, becoming a guitarist, working with Aerosmith later in his career. Definitely made it as an actor. I mean, his Hollywood dream came true. Yes, people have made it indirectly, go from one career to another. People made it through compilation. People made it by being discovered in a club. People made it by being discovered on YouTube. People may have discovered so many different ways. I feel that I have nothing to prove in that department. And some people will say, all I do is talk about a podcast. I do not. I performed for nearly 20 years. I was on the stage a lot. I've done a lot. I paid my dues many decades over. And you know, I'm not going to listen to nonsense. It's not up to the people who put me down. It's up to just me and my ambition and finding the right person. But one thing is for sure, my music is out for people to listen to and buy. So in that sense, it came true. What didn't come true is to actually make a good living at it, which is a possibility. I think going into, I'm hanging around songwriters, famous songwriters, parties, and hanging around some of the ones who made it, is a sign that things could change. So I should not give up on my dream. I'm not giving up this year. But I did say that over 30, you know, so many years of doing it, I'm so old, I'm much older than when I started. It can take a toll, you know, the time-consuming aspect. So I have to, whatever I do, pay me with music or leave it, it'll be on my own terms, not for somebody's opinion. But it happens all the time, you know, and I know even after this, the same people are going to criticize me. Too fat, too old, too whatever. So when I came out here to be a singer, be a lead singer of a group, or be just a solo artist or successful songwriter, that can come true. And that's all I'm going to say. It can come true if you believe in yourself and don't let haters. There's always going to be haters, you know. It really is the truth. And music should not be based on look. I mean, God damn. That was only one, a couple people, but for the most part in Hollywood, it was just not finding the right person. It took me a very long time, and I'm not giving up. But I want to talk about other things in relation to music. I don't want to, you know, about just how I write, what I write. I continue to write. I got 516 songs on my, or, you know, on my BMI catalog. But if you look on my BMI catalog, it might be 508, 509. They're just pending. Over 500 songs. That's a lot of songs, but I've written thousands on my keyboard, especially. In the recording studio, there were several. There were tracks. I just looked at a track that I made a long time ago vocally, and I don't know, you know. And then there's one, well, I'll leave it there. But regardless, creativity. That's my main focus about music, is just writing it and creating it, because it's in my DNA to create, you know. Some people are worried, you know, some people make, even people I know make allegations about my podcast, say, oh, I sound off, or they're concerned about me. I even had people say that they're worried about my health. They should not be. I'm very stable. Some people think I ain't well enough, you know, because they see me and, you know, they think they have this perception. That's not true either. So, again, the naysayers need to stop. But regardless, I continue. It is what it is, you know. It's about belief. And if you have the talent, no matter what is going on, no matter if someone's in a wheelchair or not, and I can walk, I can catch the bus, I can be on stage for 2 hours. My thorn at my side is that I did not find the right band to be on stage at the Whiskey Go-Go and to go to the next level. And, you know, it just didn't connect. And I don't like when somebody said I should just play for fun or play for a few people to feel good and get a, you know, a couple of dollars and just play and just have fun and that's the end of it. I didn't come out to AA to play for a few people or at a center to sit there and sing or play keyboard and guitar with a few other people and then everybody's happy and feeling good about themselves. That's not what I came out to LA. I did do that in the past. That was because to improve my skills in front of people, but that was not Hollywood. It was part of my evolving as a musician, because I knew I had to go to West Hollywood or to sing my own material. You know, singing the Beatles and just cover songs all day, practicing was for me to get better stamina in front of a crowd, because when I'm on stage, it's about being on stage, progression as a person. Because I knew when I, you know, it's you know, and you know, no matter what I do, if I just talk on the radio and that's that, then so be it. I do sing periodically, but, you know, it's harder. The clubs have changed. You know, it really has changed since, you know, Hollywood. I was at this club, Pinkham West, and then I was at these, and, you know, the danger of West Hollywood, and, you know, with robberies and watch, it just, and COVID just changed everything. But I perform on podcasts. If I don't perform in clubs, I do perform on podcasts. You hear some of my recordings are on podcasts. I performed on my podcast for people to hear me. So that's a live performance, too, that was taped. So live performance, if it's not in person, which I've done so many times, it's on podcasts. So I do perform. You can hear my beautiful voice, or you can hear my piano playing. You know, some people say, I can't play it. You know what? Just let it be. Because negativity means something's wrong with that person. It's all about belief. So I don't want to talk about inspiration or going for it all the time, because I'm starting to, you know, I make my point. But I will talk about my songwriting and talk about other topics, too, because I have lots of things to talk about. Since I'm an artist, you know, I've been doing podcasting. That's what I would do, you know. I'm very well, so. So to all the naysayers, excuse my French, you are a stuck-up bitch, and you need to stop. You are the one who has the problem, not me. To all those who agree with me, thank you. Legally, I would never criticize anyone, art, or material, who is an artist. I value each person that I see as an artist, and I never criticize it, because a person puts so much into their art. They own that music. Not only that, they are artists. Whether I like it or not, it's not about that. It's about respect. And if someone's been years of struggle, no matter how or what or what's going on, because everybody's life and reality is different from one another, it's not for me to criticize. No, that's wrong. I mean, if you paid your dues, you spent 30 years, even if you were laid off, unemployed, or even if you were in a wheelchair, or even if you were in prison or whatever, if you paid your dues as an artist, you work really hard, then you're an artist, you know, you deserve a break. I went through a lot in my lifetime, but I also got wiser from the experiences I went through. At the same time, you know, really, because I went through some really debilitating situations of trauma, but I also became very much wiser from the experiences. And even today, I still go through whatever changes I go through. I'm still so much aware. So somebody's dream is so important to their soul. And when I hear people say they have a dream to be an actor, or a dream to be a doctor, or a dream to be a lawyer, and I always, because I'm a great person inside and out, say they dream will come true. You got to be positive. You got to be respect other people, especially artists, because it's hard to be an artist on this planet. It really is. Whether you make it or not, it's hard to be an artist, especially the artists who never gotten a chance. You know, I have public indifference to my art and for years. And, you know, some artists have went through a lot. There are many struggling, starving artists in Hollywood who are struggling alcoholics, or who have survived traumatic experiences like me, or who suffer from mental health illnesses I suffer from bad experiences, or who suffered all kinds of problems, and they're extremely talented and they never got discovered, or, you know, or wasn't recognized in their lifetime, or hasn't been recognized at all in their lifetime. It's a fact. And I'm one of them. I haven't gotten the big time. I haven't gotten the Grammy, the Oscar. I haven't gotten recognized for just being an artist. I haven't gotten anything, but I'm glad to at least appreciate whoever liked my art and to believe that my dream can come true, or anybody else. Because it's so hard to be an artist, because the creative lifestyle is very difficult. It's the hardest life, perhaps the hardest life ever, because most artists are starving. They don't make enough money to pay their bills. Very few can get to the big time because they got lucky to be discovered. And a bunch of them are near and living in and around Hollywood. So it's important that because of that, and, you know, how hard it is. It's harder to make it in music or acting or whatever, then it's harder than to win the lottery. It's important that we have respect. For respect for me, respect for you, no matter what we think. Because there's no way we can put down somebody like me who spent 34 years of struggle. Or somebody who spent several, I know somebody spent longer than that and haven't gotten any recognition. So I leave it there. So I want to change that topic to about what I do. So I can move, so I can change the context of my podcast, so I can talk about something new. But while talking about inspiration and dreams is important, and it's a good topic, I will talk about it once in a while. But really, we need to be aware of how hard it is, because there are so many creators. Some people have died trying to make it in Hollywood. Some people have got, some artists have gotten millions of, let me tell you, millions have lost their lives because of trying to make it as a professional artist or be a star. Out here in Hollywood, I am very fortunate not to be those thousands who got killed for trying to be an actress. You can see those Hollywood dreams been taken away by murder or taken away by suicide and taken away by just basic tragic broken consequences. And then there's the people who do make it, who really do make, who make millions, and, you know, there's tragedy in that. I look at Marilyn Monroe, I look at Kurt Cobain, suicide or drug overdose, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson. You know, you look at all these people, drug overdoses, you know, that's the downside of fame. So it really is, you look at both sides. It's really hard to make it. It's also really hard to, when you're up there, to keep it. So we have to be aware of how the struggles of being an artist. If you put down, you see somebody putting down somebody who seemingly ain't doing nothing, who is an artist or like me, or who, you know, put down people in music, realize the hard work they put into it and what troubles they're going through. So I leave it there. And whether, you know, if you continue to put me down or whatever, then you must be cold-hearted. You must be antisocial. You got to be a possible sociopath, antisocial person. You're cold-blooded. It's evil. No matter what we perceive, we don't know what it's like to be an artist. We don't know. Some artists suffer way more than others. I suffered a lot. I lost my life because of it. I'm trying to make up what I could have done when I believe in my 20s, and I do have a plan B. So it's important to realize the struggle of being an artist. And that's why I talk about from my experiences, if you want to try to make a living as an artist, you need to know the pitfalls. Because, you know, there's things I should have done. I mean, if you're going to, you know, spend 17 years in your 20s, while you're doing that, you know, try to consider alternatives. You know, find a good job or go to college to enhance your potential to have a meaningful life, or go to school to learn something to get a job or continue to try to have meaningful relationships. Because life is too short. And many artists have lost their lives for it. I lost half of my life trying to make it into an industry, and I'm still struggling. I haven't gotten that acceptance, but I'm still going for it. So I leave it there. And when you see an artist, you put down somebody and say, oh, they ain't doing nothing, but they are. Realize how many years they may have put into it. We don't know the circumstances about it, and we should not put them down or anyone down because of how hard it is to be an artist to make it in Hollywood. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.